师父上人、各位法师、各位居士，阿弥陀佛。我是恒友，我想跟大家讲一讲我在1992年跟上有一次的因缘接触的上人。
Venerable Master, Odama Masters, and all good lay people, this is Heng You. I would like to share an experience that I have with Venerable Master back in
1992年，就是他们那个金峰寺啊，他们举办那个莲花宝忏，然后他们那次有那个所谓的上堂斋啊，所以就请师父上人去。然后也有五位比丘跟着去的，但是当中我们女众也就是也有召集，差不多我们那个校车，我们以前在我们那个钟鼓楼那种校车啊，我们有就是有一部巴士，哎，全部人就下去参加这个莲花宝忏的那个法会。
In 1992, the Jinfeng Monastery had held Emperor Liang dual repentance, and they have a special meal offering there. So Venerable Master was invited, and 5 monks went with him. And as for the female side, we have a whole bus, a whole school bus, like the bus that we have at the drum bell tower. Whole school bus of female went as well.
那因为办那个法会上人下去，所以那边的负责人就是住在那边的常住众法师啊，他们就很高兴。因为那时候净峰寺是一个 hotel 来的，我不晓得我有没有记错，好像是4层楼的。然后最后那一层，他们就是安排师父上人以前反正。树上去的话，就是住在那个，好像最后那一层楼。那因为那边的常住众的法师啊，听到上人要去，他们就去把上人的疗房啊打理得很干净，然后把它整个都移动。之后呢，上人去的时候，我们就去接他，然后就上人就到他的疗房去的时候，就开始要他的东西。要他的东西的时候，因为上人就说：“哎，我的东西怎么都不见，通通帮我移动了。”那时候我们当场，我们多人很多出家女众都在那边，上人发很大的脾气的。哇，我们看到真的是很害怕，真的是很怕很怕，因为上人一发脾气的，真的会让你很害怕的，真的是很害怕很害怕的。他就很气的讲说：“你们谁把我的东西给移动了？”他就一直说是谁，你们一定要出来讲的是谁？是谁把我这东西给移动了？大家都吓得要死，都不敢出声的。上人很生气，很生气的，他说：“你们没事情就把我这东西给移动了，你们这是什么意思啊？”所以，就这个，我现在不会讲上人情，他那种情形是让你真的很害怕。上人一发脾气，真的是我们真的很害怕，就好像我们说，好像那个猫见到老鼠一样，很害怕，很害怕的。之后，其实从这一点来讲的话，据我对上人的了解的话，上人他的意思就是说，我们真的是不要没事找事做。他的意思实际上是这样子的，就是说，东西你根本不要去动它的，不需要这样子做的。所以从那点我就可以了解，就是说上人的意思就是说，很多事情我们不要没事找事来做的。他的意思实际上是这样子，从那个当中我可以了解他的意思是这样子来的。
Because Venerable Master went, so the Dhamma Master who resided there cleaned up his room. If I did not remember it wrong, I remember the Jinfeng Monastery is a 4-story building. And Venerable Master's room was on the top floor. And the Dhamma Master cleaned up all his room to welcome him. So they actually moved things around in his room. After we welcomed Venerable Master, he went up to his room and started asking for his stuff. And it seems like he couldn't find where the stuff was, and if he felt like his stuff was missing. And he was kind of strike up a really huge temper. So everybody was so scared, no one dared to say anything. And he said, who actually moved my stuff? And everybody was so scared, no one dared to say anything. And no one know what to do. And I guess at the time, everybody was so scary, and nobody dared to say anything. And the noble master strike up a huge temper. It's like the mouse seeing a cat. No one dared to say anything. But from this experience, I realized the noble master was actually trying to tell us we shouldn't do things that is unnecessary. So that's not necessary to move around his stuff. So we shouldn't be moving his stuff around. So that's the meaning that I realized from his anger at that time, that we shouldn't do anything unnecessary.
上那次去的时候，就是不但是那个上堂斋，而且他就是那时候净空寺开始要换那个道场，所以他也去，就是那个因缘去，他也最主要是去找道场。那因为上人就是去了，他去的就是参加这个法会之后，他就出去看了几个道场。那看了一天之后，隔有一天。 我不晓这个，我当时我不知道，因为我们另外一个师兄就那时候我是在厨房，然后他就跟我们几个出家女众在厨房，然后另外我们一个师兄就说：“哎，你们要不要明天跟上人去，就是说去找那个去看看道场啊，去看看那个道场这样子。”那我们就觉得说。 好像因为我们没有这种习惯性的，你知道吗？所以大家推来推去就觉得说没有人愿意的。然后他说：“他说你们就去嘛，好像给自己一个机会这样子的。”但是没有人要去。后来我们那师兄他就推我去说：“你就去，你就去。”那我讲说：“其实我不想去的。”但是他既然这么讲，说：“好，那我就去了。”那隔天之后，我们就早上我们就去。
Not only did Venerable Master go there for this special offering, there was another reason that we are looking for a new location for Jinfo Monastery. So after the session, not only attending the session, Venerable Master went there to look around a few monasteries there. At the beginning, I did not know, but then actually I was working at the kitchen, and a Dharma brother asked nuns working in the kitchen and see if we want to go with Venerable Master to look around and find a location for our new monastery. We didn't have any custom at the time to go out with Venerable Master. No one was actually willing to go either. So my Dharma brother urged me to take this chance to go with Venerable Master. She was actually urging everybody to go. But then, since no one was willing to go, my Dharma brother asked me to go with Venerable Master, even though I wasn't willing to go, but I decided to go along anyway. So the very next day, we went.
我们早上就是9点多出去，就出发，然后去看了4个地方。 我的印象中，一个是看起来就是一个，不是，就是好像比那个住宅还要大的，看了之后那就这样看过去了。然后后来又走到另外一个地方，是属于一种那个，属于一个那个好像那个山半山坡这样子，但是它都是很多那个石头啊。那因为上人那时候是因为他是用坐轮椅的。 那因为我们那个大比丘莱瓦斯帮他推着，那因为我不晓得什么因缘，我不知道。之后那个比丘他就没有再推上，不知道走到哪边去。他正就是我们到那个地方去，他就大家都这样看啊看啊。之后，然后上人就说：“哦，要走了。”那因为那个比丘不在那个地方，那我就很自然我就去 因为没有人嘛，很自然我就去，我不是刻意的，很自然我就去推上人了，因为就是那个很多石头，你知道吗？就是这样很颠簸这样子的，那我就推着上人就这样子走，很奇怪的，因为上人长得很高大又很垮，你知道吗？他应该是很重的，然后那个。因为那个轮椅你知道，那个轮椅你们应该知道，那个根本不是很好，它而且那个石头很多石头啊，而且那个又是又上又坡这样子，那个其实很不容易推的。但是我没有想到那么多，因为我想说比丘那边我就靠进去，我就因为要上的时候要到处走一走，我就推着它就去走。哎，很奇怪的，我这样推着它，怎么感觉上很轻的，而且很轻松的，因为它那个很多石头，而且是上坡这样子这样，我是推着它就这样子走这样。就觉得哎，怎么这么轻啊？就觉得，我就想哇，真的是不可思议的。那时候我就当场我就知道说，哦，真的是上的，真的是不一样的，真的是不一样。那个推起来就是，那你感觉上就是好像这只是推一部车子，你知道吗？因为上本身是很高大的，啊，你感觉上就是推那个车子，而它是颠簸的，就是很多石头就这样推，就感觉上觉得很轻松的这样子推着走这样。这是那个地方发生的。
Sometimes after 9 a.m., we left and we went through four different locations. My first impression of the first place that we visited, I think it's just something a little bit bigger than a regular house. Then next, we went to a place that was on a slope, and Wilbur Master was on a wheelchair. Normally, the monk...Dhamma Master Lai pushed his wheelchair around. I didn't know what condition was then. The monk was actually walking around and they're walking away from Wilbur Master. So then Wilbur Master said, well, I want to kind of walk around or leaving. And since the monk wasn't around and nobody else was around, naturally, I just went up and pushed Wilbur Master's wheelchair.We all know Wilbur Master is really big and tall. So supposedly, on a rocky road, on a wheelchair, it should be kind of hard to push his wheelchair. Who would know when I went up to push the wheelchair, I feel kind of really strange. It was so light that it seems like I was just pushing the wheelchair along.So it's so inconceivable. I feel so inconceivable back then that Wilbur Master definitely is a really unique person because on the rocky road, when I was pushing a big, tall person like him, I feel like I was just pushing a wheelchair along only. So it was quite easy to push him around. So that was my experience back then with Wilbur Master.
他那个地方是一个半山坡，然后就是这个房子已经很旧了，最上地很大，然后上人就说：“哦，你就绕着这样子走。”那因为我推了上身，我就很高兴啊。那我说我一定要保护上人的，我一定让他这个不能，因为那个有上坡有下坡啊。我说我一定不让他从那个椅子上滑到地下去的，所以我就当他下坡的时候，我就倒着，你知道，我就那个车子就倒着这样下来，哎。也是一样很轻的，不是也是一样，就像推一个人子这样子很轻，这样下来的。所以我就说，我就那时候就说，哦，上人那种境界真的是很高。这是在那个，就是那个我现在所讲的，这是第二次看的这个地方。之后我们就看一看，之后就另外到一个地方去。到另外地方去的是一个好像是，因为已经见过，就是一个好像是一个幼稚园或是学校。他没要卖，然后我们也进去看了，很奇怪，我们那个大比丘又不在了，我有机会去推上人了，然后去他那个是因为他那个是学校嘛，所以说有那个伦理的那种，对他让你那个走，那我就是因为我已经知道，我已经在那推，我已经知道这种情形，所以我这次的时候我也很注意的上人那种情形。结果是推还是一样的，然后因为他那个道也是一样上上坡坡，然后就是我就是很就是说我很细心的照顾上人，但是我就是说因为当他上坡下坡的时候，我就用道的这样下来，我这样推哎还是一样这么轻的，我就说啊真的是很不可思议的，推的也是很高兴的，就是有这个因缘，这是看第三次的第三个那个地方。
When we were visiting the second house, it was located, second location, it was located on a slope. It was a really old house and has really big land. So when Venerable Master asked me to kind of push him around because he wanted to kind of walk around the whole area, and I have the willing to protect and guard Venerable Master to make sure that he won't slip out of the wheelchair. So when we were kind of going down slope, I will push him like kind of backwards to make sure that he won't slip out of the wheelchair. But strangely enough, that even when I walk backwards, I still feel like he was really light. So you can imagine how inconceivable this stay that Venerable Master was in. So there was our second visit to that, this our second location. And then we went on to the third location. There was maybe a kindergarten or a school that was for sale. So we went in. Strangely enough, the monk was not around again. And so I get a chance to push Venerable Master's wheelchair again. So there was kind of a ramp going up and down. So I pay a special attention to pushing the Venerable Master to make sure he won't slip out of the wheelchair. So when we walk down slope, I will make sure that I push him backwards. And as you can imagine, that he was still as light as he was before. So the stay was so inconceivable, and I was really happy pushing him around.
那上面在看这个东西，他是看得很仔细的，所以说我们就也是绕了很大圈。因为他那个就是这样推啊，这样上上下下这样子推的上人。那我最感动的一次就是到另外一个地方去，那个是一个家具行很大的家具行。那个地方上人他没有做轮椅，他就下来看，因为他那是家具行，他一个很大的有那个就是有什么前面跟后面。那我不晓得我们那时候去，因为我要搞不懂，就是从一个门进去之后，就从里面一直看看，看到前面来，他好像有前面跟后面的，然后就走到前面这个一个地方来。那个地方就是他要过一个，我记得好像是一个很大的那个，你知道我们所谓的那个一个抗衡高啊，然后上人他是他在左手，我不晓得他因为要过一个抗这样子，然后那个我就他要跨过去的时候，我就很奇怪就走到他身边，我就把他扶起来了，因为我怕他摔下去。但我扶着他的时候，怎么这么轻，好像没有扶的一个人 扶起来了。当我扶着他的时候，上人就看着我，然后我扶着他，很轻很轻的。哦，那时候我真的是，那时候我就说，哇、哦，真的上人是完全是真的是，真的是不是一个平常的人，真的是不是一个平常的人。我说，但因为他很高大，因为我看着他，然后我就把他扶起来，我就没想到真的是感觉上没有扶着这样子，我就说哇，真的是。我现在没有办法想象的那个，因为当时因为已经经过这么久的时间，我在当时我想到说这种情绪，实际上我真的让我觉得很感动，说啊，就说我的师父竟然是一个这么不可思议一个人。
The score was kind of really big, and Verbal Master normally take a look at everything in detail.So we went a big run and we walked up and down and a lot. And then next we visit the furniture place. There was a place that was selling furniture. So because it's kind of indoors, so Venerable Master walked by himself without sitting in a wheelchair. I remember after we went in the door, we went through a lot of different things and then...There was a front side and back side, and then we walked through the whole area, and we walked to the front side of this place. Before we get to the front, we actually passed some area that kind of high up. So when we were about to cross it, I was so afraid that Venerable Master is going to trip over, so spontaneously, I tried to pick him up. And imagining Wilbur Mann so big and tall, but I didn't feel like I was picking up anything, any person, because he was so light. When I was picking him up, Wilbur Mann said, look at me. And I was so amazed to find out how light he was. And I could easily just pick him up. And I don't feel like I was picking up any person at all. Remembering what had happened at that time, I was so moved because I realized my master was such an unusual person.
当时在做这种事情的时候，根本都没有想到的，是过后慢慢的经过几个月、几年之后，慢慢的回想之后，就觉得自己觉得是很庆幸能够跟着上，能够有这个、那个机会。就是说跟上人在一起的，其实回想起来真的当时我都经常流眼泪，说我有既然有这个机会能够跟上人在一起，有时候觉得真的想起来真的是觉得说自己也是很庆幸的，能够有那个机会跟，就是说能够扶着上人，然后跟上人这样子其实是在一起，那个其实是觉得很难得很难得的。所以回想的话就自己就会经常流眼泪的时候，其实自己也是很幸运的啦，很幸运的能够接触到上人。
Back then, I did not feel much at all. But after a few months or years, remembering what had happened back then, I often feel like I was so lucky to have this chance to be with Venerable Master and to be able to pick him up.And was with him at that time. So I feel I was so fortunate that to be with him, and it was so rare and wonderful chance. So when I was remembering whatever had happened back then, I always have tears in my eyes.
所以很多后来的人，他们就说，哦，他们以前都没有碰过上人啊。其实。我不晓得你们个人的看法是怎么样，以我个人来讲的话，上人度每一个人是不同，以不同样的方式来度的。只要我们对这个法、对上人有信心的话，其实上人随时坐在照顾我们。我个人从我以前到现在都是一直不改变的。我可以说上人是佛来的。这是我个人的理解，上人是佛来的，所以我们很庆幸能够跟一个真正的善知识，其实我们要很珍惜的，而且我们住在这个道场呢，今天有一个同参就在讲，他就说其他的道场，他们的师父不在的时候，他们的徒弟呀，都在抢财产。只有我们没有的，能够维持这么久。我说，因为是上人，他有德恨，他有真正的智慧，默默中在帮助我们的，我们才有今天这种安稳的在这个。道场修行，我们其实要很感恩上人的恩德。怎么样感恩上人的恩德？唯一就是我们大家能够和和，好好用功修行，来报答上人的恩德。
I often heard people mention that they feel a pity that.They were not be able to meet with Venerable Master, but I don't really know what you think. But Venerable Master did actually cross over each and every single one of us here with different methods. If we all have faith in Dhamma and in Venerable Master, we know that Venerable Master always cares for us, anytime, anywhere. Personally.I had never changed my thoughts about Venerable Master. I personally feel like Venerable Master was a Buddha. us. And we were so lucky to encounter such a good wise advisor. So we should really cherish this opportunity. And a fellow cultivator mentioned today that in other monasteries, once their master were gone, the disciple would be fighting over the properties. And as for us here, we did not do that. So it was due to the good, the wisdoms and virtuous conduct of Venerable Master that he constantly helped us without us knowing that we will be able to really cultivate in security, we still will be able to cultivate in peace here. So we should really appreciate Venerable Master's kindness and virtue. How can we repay his kindness? The only way is to be in harmony. And so then we can apply efforts in our cultivation to actually repay the kindness of Venerable Master.
假设我们每一个人好好照顾自己, 把自己的那种习性 慢慢地改, 不给道场添麻烦, 也不给大家, 也不触恼大众, 其实这就是在修福修慧。
If every and each single one of us would kind of just take care of our own cultivation, change our bad habits, not adding any affliction to the monastery or the great assembly, then we are actually creating blessings and wisdom for ourselves. In fact, if we do not afflict any other people, not afflicting anybody, not any living beings, then we are actually creating blessings and wisdom.
我们福工会过的话, 慢慢的那个智慧啊, 我们自信的智慧慢慢就会开, 不然的话, 实际上是很困难的, 因为我们再怎么的用功呢, 我们没有办法去包容人的话, 我想我们那个智慧就是那么有限的, 因为我们只是现在一个我, 就是在一个我, 没有办法去包容其他的人, 所以这个当中, 那个智慧就是怎么那个一个我, 假设我们可以去包容其他的, 你能够包容多少的人, 你的智慧自然就有办法生多少。
If we can create blessings and wisdom, then we can eventually open up the wisdom in our self nature. Otherwise, it will be kind of difficult. No matter how much we apply efforts in our cultivation, we should be able to tolerate other people. Otherwise, our wisdom will be limited. If we can tolerate other people, then eventually our wisdom could be created. The more we can tolerate other people, the more wisdom we're going to have.
有真正的智慧的话, 我们做事情就不会颠倒, 也就不会烦恼的。 然后, 时间久的话, 时间久的话, 慢慢的话, 我们就会开大智慧。 阿弥陀佛。
If we have true wisdom, then we won't do things upside down, and we won't be afflicted. The longer we apply efforts on this, then eventually we're going to create great wisdom for ourselves. Amitabha.